This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Classes are canceled today at Townley Elementary School in Irving. It's due to ongoing power issues. School announcing power's not been restored, forcing the cancellation. Students won't have to make up the missed day. Encore crews working to fix the problem. The district will provide updates, but Townley Elementary School is closed today.
The showdown over guns at the State Fair of Texas could happen today, or, you know, not today. KRLD's LP Phillips says a vague 15-day deadline expires by the end of this week.
The fight is over a decision announced by the fair earlier this month, a new rule that
prohibits fairgoers from carrying all firearms. Knives are prohibited, according to state law. Clubs, explosive devices, ammunition, chemical dispensing devices.
It was met with Attorney General Ken Paxton's threat of legal action, citing laws that he says prevents the State Fair of Texas from stopping lawful citizens from carrying guns at the fair. The fair decided to enact the rule after a gunman at last year's fair opened fire, wounding three people. That man is still awaiting trial. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An update now to that breaking story we brought you yesterday morning, where four people died as a result of a major crash on a Wise County highway. The wreck of a passenger van shut down part of 287 in Alvord yesterday morning. Texas DPS Sergeant Tony De La Certa says along with the four deaths, 10 others in the van were hurt and only one person was wearing a seatbelt.
We emphasize that in every holiday, every weekend, every day, wearing your seatbelt is going to save your life. And in this case, only one person was wearing their seatbelt and was able to walk away.
Sorry, just let that sink in for a second. Yeah, De La Certa says the van veered toward the median, but the driver overcorrected, rolled several times, landing in the grass on the other side. DPS still looking at why the driver lost control in the first place, where they were headed. The van was registered in Florida.
The U.S. Department of Labor says bartenders at two popular Dallas bars were being forced to improperly share their tips with non-tipped employees. They say they have recovered nearly $198,000 for 20 bartenders at Adair Saloon and the Peak Inn.
The election season continues to ramp up. People from North Texas get to hear from some of the Democrats and Republicans who represent our area today. The Dallas Regional Chamber is hosting the big congressional forum today at the Hyatt. The forum includes Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, Congressman Keith Self, Congressman Mark Veazey, as well as Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne. And KRLD will be there. And they're expected to talk about infrastructure needs, education, workforce initiatives, as well as preparing for the state's tech future. And Joe, I know that's somewhere you are going to be today.
Yeah, I pick up my rental suit this morning at about 10:30, and I have to have it back by 2 o'clock this afternoon. So I'll be wearing my
renting by the hour, huh?
Yes, I will be there in a suit today. So if you happen to be at the Dallas Regional Chamber Congressional Forum, make sure you say hi. I'll be the tall, skinny guy in a blue suit with a blue tie. Cool. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones doesn't think it'll be too long before sports gambling will be legal in Texas.
38 states allow sports gambling, generating $119 billion just last year. Despite some efforts, it still remains illegal in the Lone Star State. But Jones says in Texas, the issue has to become important enough to voters before they decide to make it legal.
You've got to make sure that the perception is and the reality is that there's just no compromising on it all being very competitive and up and up. And I think that takes some time in some places more than it does others.
But he does think it will be legalized because too many other states are doing it successfully, and it's another revenue stream for them as well. A recent poll shows that 75% of Texans support legalizing sports betting and gaming at casino resorts. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An update on that massive water main break in Fort Worth. You remember on Monday that a contractor accidentally drilled into a 33-inch water line in East Fort Worth, causing water to shoot into the sky and damaging five homes and several large trees. And the city is planning to file insurance claims against that company responsible. Now, AT&T confirmed they hired the contractor. They're not identifying the contractor, though. AT&T says they notified the local utility provider immediately to fix the damage, and it took Fort Worth city crews over 2 hours to stop the water flow because shutting down the line involved closing six large valves and monitoring pressure. Now, DFW Airport has a big plan for improvement. It includes a total overhaul of Terminal C. Airport officials describe that as the busiest and least updated terminal, but now it is getting redesigned from the ground up. Special event today includes a ceremonial wall breaking inside Terminal C. Now, DFW Airport overall will spend nearly $9 billion in improvements, including new parking facilities and better roads in addition to the work on Terminal C. This is all happening, this wall breaking, at 9 o'clock this morning. United Airlines flight attendants have voted to authorize a strike for the first time in nearly 20 years.
And across the industry, flight attendants are living on wages that are not livable wages. We have some people living in cars. It's time to fix that.
News Nation's Nicole Burley has more.
So here is a breakdown of what the flight attendants are asking for in their contracts. Overall, increased pay, retroactive pay during negotiations, flexible schedules, job security, and better retirement. And of course, this is all happening right before the Labor Day weekend.
And it may be a personal item that you carry around with you every day, but it won't fly. TSA officer Andre McCain at DFW Airport has some examples of things you can't take through the security checkpoint if you've got a flight this weekend.
One, we have a pocket tool that has a serrated blade, a Coubertin pin that also has a window breaker, mace and pepper spray, wine opener, and hidden blade.
AAA forecasts a 9% increase in domestic air travel for this weekend compared to last year.
That won't fly. Yeah, I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
Very clever.
Mm-hmm.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If you're hitting the road for Labor Day weekend, time to get moving, y'all. AAA says the best time to leave is today before 11 a.m.
What you want to do is avoid being on the road between 4 and 7 p.m. because that's the time when people who are working or getting off work, if there are schools or people going to pick up their kids who are in school, they're going to be on the roads as well. And then travelers are going to be on the road.
That is Aixa Diaz from AAA. The worst traffic today expected between 1 and 7:30. As for Friday, try to travel before noon or after 7 p.m. and avoid driving between 2 and 6 in the afternoon. An invasive bug has made its way here to Texas.
It's easy to see the spotted lanternfly. It's got large spotted wings with black and red coloring on the inner wings, and Ashley Morgan Olvera with the Texas Invasive Species Institute says if you see one, report it through the TexasInvasives.org website so they can track its distribution.
After you report it or take a picture, we want you to squish it. Squish any adults or eggs or larvae that you see.
It feeds on more than 70 plants, maples, birches, and grapes, apple trees, and more, and can lay eggs almost anywhere, and it can fly for miles. Now, it was first seen in the U.S. in Pennsylvania in 2014. It probably hitched a ride here in a shipment. They've been spotted in Brazoria, Chambers, Fort Bend, Galveston, and Hardin counties. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's kind of interesting. One of my kids actually spotted a spotted lantern fly. It was, I don't know, back in the spring or something like that on the porch. And she was like, oh, what's this? Let me grab your phone and, you know, did the search where you can, you know, look it up by
sure.
the picture. And she was like, oh, I'm supposed to kill this thing.
Right. And did, so can I ask, did she?
Oh, yeah. She was like, yeah, I'm going to do my civic duty.
Because I'll tell you that,
right now.
You know, I lived in Florida until moving back to Texas two months ago. And there are all kinds of invasive species in Florida. And you are kind of compelled to kill them. Mm-hmm. And one of them are Cuban tree frogs. Cuban tree frogs are cute little frogs.
What?
And you are supposed to kill them. I just don't have the heart. I can't. And I recognize the damage they cause. I recognize all the problems there are with them. But I have a mutual non-aggression policy with all living things. You don't mess with me or you don't bug me and I won't bug you. I remember I was mowing the lawn once in Oklahoma and a tarantula was walking across my yard. And I freaked out when I saw this tarantula. I'd never seen a tarantula in the wild before.
Right.
And I called my family out, my wife and the kids, like, you got to see this. This is crazy. And you know, my wife kept saying, squish it, kill it. So I'm like, I can't. It's such a beautiful spider. I can't kill this thing. So I relocated it. I got it in a Tupperware container, and I drove it several miles down the road.
Amazing.
And relocated the tarantula.
Amazing.
I can't kill things.
It's time to check your money. David Johnson, good morning to you, sir.
I'm going back to COVID protocol. I'm staying inside. I'm not stepping foot out. You know, and Rogers, so Rogers was over talking about these bearded worms that have
yeah.
spikes all
mm-hmm.
over.
Yeah.
It's just not safe out there.
Yeah.
Nope.
Stay indoors.
Stock market looks good today. The Dow Industrials average would be up over 250 points if we open right now, which we would. NASDAQ up 50, the S&P up 14. I think we've dodged the bullet. The anxiety, of course, this time yesterday and the day before, was about NVIDIA, the big semiconductor chip stock that powers all of the artificial intelligence. They came with earnings, and the earnings were every bit as good as expected. And, in fact, the revenues were better than expected. So they beat the consensus, but they were short of expectations. This is the world that I live in. It's just the earnings were, we beat the earnings. But there was this whisper number that they were going to be a whole lot better and maybe an extra billion or two. And they didn't quite do that. So the stock sold off initially. It was down like 8 or 10%. Right now it's down maybe $3 or $4, so it's going to be fine. The upside surprise was from Salesforce, one of the last additions to the Dow Jones Industrials Average 30. Those earnings were much better than expected. That stock's up like $14. So that alone would add maybe 80 points to the Dow. It's up 5% today. CrowdStrike's an interesting story. This is the company, the cybersecurity company that was doing the upgrade that failed Delta Airlines and a bunch of other ones, but Delta in particular. They beat on the top and the bottom line of earnings, but they're going to have obviously a lot of charges against earnings to make up for the Delta losses. So that stock's trading a little bit lower. Best Buy had really good numbers, and that stock is way up today. In a firm, this is the buy now, pay later company. That stock's up 22%. Crude's up 49 cents, $75 and a penny. Gold's up $11 and a dime, 25.48.90. The 10-year rate is dropping at 3.83%. So after all your bug stories today, I'm going to go check the screens, I think.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.